Nathan Sasser, well bowled, well played. An incredible match, really. A record attendance here, a huge run chase, a record run chase for Middlesex. But in that first innings, Surrey were flying until you came on to bowl.
Yeah, it was a special night, I guess. Full house at Lords is always unbelievable, isn't it? I don't get the opportunity to play in front of full houses regularly, so it was a great win and we've done the job again. So, yeah, it was really good.
Adding to the pressure when you came on to bowl, obviously Roy was on to 50 or near enough at that point anyway, and you played a crucial role in slowing down the middle of their innings.
I think you can always be a bit lucky. They're 80 for none after six. I think it's a good time, actually, to bowl, because it's a bit of a win-win, isn't it? You get him out, you're the hero. If you go for six, where they're going. So I don't think it wasn't much pressure. You just got to do your job, put it in the right area, and if you sometimes get the rewards.
But you've started to have a key role for Middlesex in those middle overs. I mean, you've come in, obviously, there's Ollie Rayner here, Ravi Patel's unlucky to be out injured at the moment, Paul Sterling. In 2020 in particular, you know, you've made the key spinner role your own.
Yeah, I think it's just trying to not think about it being like that, just trying to do your job in that. Just putting, like I said, just putting in good performances, and I reckon the rest kind of looks after itself. Obviously, Ravi injured gave me another opportunity this season, which I think you've got to sometimes take with both hands, and lucky enough for me in a way.
It's a white ball contract at the moment, but you'll be pretty keen to push that, if not this season, but by the start of next season, to a full-time contract, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's the goal. We'll see how we're going. It's going well so far. Got my first four-day squad last week, so things are on the way up, and we'll just see it. We'll take it as they come.
Word on the team as a whole, I mean, that was a big performance tonight, wasn't it? Having lost to Surrey at the Oval earlier this summer, to then, you know, face a 197 run chase here and almost do it at a canter, but it was a huge performance.
Yeah, I think it might just be the belief over the last few weeks. Like, obviously, the big chase down in Taunton last week, and then you see in the second team, the boys put in a big chase when they were 35 for 5 to win the T20 comp, and then we went back to Taunton and we done a good job down there. So I think it's just a belief around the squad. Any team that we pick, we seem to just believe that we can do it.
Three games to go in this competition tomorrow night at Hampshire. Never an easy place to go, but obviously they've had a tough time of it this year, but Middlesex won't be looking at the form, but they'll just be looking at the record over the years at the Aegeus.
I think we're just going to go there open mind, see what wicket we get. Obviously, team probably change again. We've obviously got a few players coming back in, and I think we'll be all right.
And you got the match here on Sunday as well against Kent. It's a busy white ball period, isn't it? But it's a period where Middlesex are going into it, as you say, with great belief and great unity as well in that dressing room at the moment. So they'll feel like, you know, it's an incredible place. Top of the championship table as well, which is a squad you're keen to get involved in. But for the county as a whole at the moment, they must be going from match to match believing like they can win all of them.
Yeah, I think that's it. We just got to believe. If we believe, we can do anything. The talent in the squad is outstanding, so I think whatever position we get ourselves in, we can somehow find a way to do it. I think that shows in four-day cricket, and we're just turning into white ball cricket now as well, I think. So momentum with us now, so hopefully we can carry that on in tomorrow and into next week, and hopefully rack up quarterfinals and in both formats of white ball as well, one-day cricket as well.